Ham?
Thank you, Mr. Lando, as you fill in for DJ.
No problem.
I was told about this last week. Monto, who joins us now, informed me about this. This is an interactive video game on Netflix, which I didn't know they actually did. Apparently, Netflix has video games you could play on there.
I've noticed that before.
I noticed there's a gaming tab, but I didn't know the extent of it. This is a game that came out recently. This came out in June called Unhinged. It is an interactive game you play on Netflix. Had not heard about this until you informed me about it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a game slash movie.
Yes. Now, it has three stars, or three characters in the game, that are voiced by well-known people. The main one is voiced by Zoe Kravitz. She plays the main character, Ava. You would recognize her as Catwoman in The Batman.
Or as Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
That too.
Okay.
The other two characters, one is voiced by Sadie Sink. She's the redheaded gal in Stranger Things. She's also in the upcoming Spider-Man movie that comes out later this week. And then I don't think they've announced what her role actually is.
Likely Jean Grey.
Likely Jean Grey of the X-Men. And the third is Troy Baker. Troy Baker is a well-known voice actor.
How many movies?
I don't know. He voiced Joel in The Last of Us. He also appeared in the TV show adaptation. And also, he was in, recently, the Indiana Jones video game that came out. He voices, does a very good job of voicing Harrison Ford. And also, he voiced a Joker in Batman Arkham Origins.
Okay.
So, the game itself is interesting. So, you go to Netflix on your TV. This can only be played on television. Download an app in using a QR code.
You can do it on
your phone.
On your computer, too.
You can do it on your computer, too?
Yeah.
Is that how you partook?
I didn't do it that way, but I saw you can do it on your computer also.
Okay. That's how I did it.
Yeah.
That's how you did it? Okay.
You just can't be on your phone because you need your phone.
Yes. And if you try to look it up on your phone, it won't allow you to do that either. You can only look it up through either a laptop or a television. But you after downloading the QR code, you use your phone to play this game on your TV. So, throughout the game, you're using the phone, looking around as if you're holding a flashlight to control where you're looking in the game. And throughout the game, Unhinged, you react to the environment with your phone. It's a very easy learning curve. I think, like, the entire time, a lot of the actions you do is just one giant button on the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you also, throughout the game, use your phone as if you're using your cell phone. So if someone in the game calls you, your actual phone will start ringing. If somebody texts you, your text message thing will go off on your phone like it would in real life. And also, if somebody calls you, audio is actually coming through your phone like you were listening to a phone call. It is really trippy and very interactive.
You can also, I don't know if you ever tried this, but like some of the people in like your contacts or stuff, you can try calling them in the middle of what you're doing.
I thought about going back and replaying it just to see if that was an option of calling people throughout the game, not when they prompt you, but just randomly. But I didn't want to do that.
At one point, I randomly called 911 because I was scared.
So what is the scenario in this gameplay? And also, is it a choose-your-own-adventure since it's interactive? Are there different outcomes that you can get to?
Not really. It's kind of they guide you along this path.
There are a couple of things you can do that'll change it, but for the most part,
But the premise of the game is there's a Category 5 hurricane that's happening, and you have to survive a killer inside your apartment. So everybody is evacuated except for you and a couple other people, and pretty much it's a survival game.
It kind of looks like a horror noir game, like Condemned or something like that.
Yes. So when Monty told me about this last week, he said he only made it like 5 or 10 minutes in.
And he got scared.
Before he got scared.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a scary game.
Is it really?
Yes.
It's freaky, dude.
I'm not a big horror guy when it comes to the genre. Like, I don't like feeling uncomfortable. I don't want my family or friends or dogs to know what my girly scream sounds like whenever I get scared.
I can promise you they don't think that. They can't think that much less of you.
I don't know. I still think there's a couple rungs that I could drop in people's eyes.
You haven't hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Pits of hell. They
there is no bottom to me. Both physically and
So is there anything supernatural in it? Is it literally just a killer after
It's just a killer after you. I didn't think Netflix could do something that would scare me so much. But I don't know how what your environment is. I recommended for you what I did, which is turn off all your lights at night and play it.
You got it for the spirit of the thing.
Yeah, there's no way you should play this. I think the true experience is playing this at night, not during the day.
I kind of want to try it now.
But like I said, you're in an apartment. You're trying to survive. Terrifying. The first time I got killed in it...
Killer here!
...was the first opportunity you could get killed in it. And I'm very curious how on you and Connor, our producer... how you guys did this. So the first time I was killed, they give you an option of you could do story mode, which is you could progress through the story. You can't get killed. It's kind of just streamlined. And there's also another mode called standard mode, which is you have to have your reflexes super quick in order to make sure that you're not killed. You have very small windows of actually making decisions that will affect whether or not you die or live. Because I know for me, the first opportunity... I got killed. It freaked me out. I was like, okay, this is exactly where Monty stopped the first time he played. I'm not going to do it to where I could die every 10 seconds while playing this game. So I immediately went to story mode.
You turned it off?
Yes. I immediately went to story mode. I was like, no way.
Did you turn it off, Connor?
Yeah, I did that too. I don't like the jump scares. Yes. It kind of reminded me of Slender Man, if y'all played that. Where it's just...
Was that the one where you're in the forest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just randomly it'll pop up.
He'll pop up, yeah.
So
I couldn't do it.
I am the biggest horror weenie of all time. Admittedly, I had to watch The Exorcist with songs on. So I
songs on.
Wait,
what?
You watched The Exorcist with songs?
I would turn on The Exorcist
and then listen to like It's a Hard Knock Life.
No, whenever she Outcast. Was doing devil voice, I would mute it and turn on Elvira.
Ba-doom-bop, ba-doom-bop. And just imagine that's her voice.
It freaked me out. I don't like being terrorized. But because we were going to do this, I did normal.
How many times do you think you died throughout your playthrough?
Just once.
Just the first?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Because there was times like where you have to sneak across the room and the killer's in the room with you.
Yeah.
Where like you could kind of just linger there. And I assume like if you played it normally... you had like the smallest of windows of running across the room without him turning around and catching you.
Maybe you would be interested in some other Netflix interactive titles. Okay. Such as You Versus Wild, a live-action survival show where you help Bear Grylls make tough choices in harsh nature environments.
Grylls.
What'd I say?
Grylls.
Like he's not Shane Gillis's brother, Bear.
From The Office.
But then I feel like the jump scare would be a bear disemboweling you or something.
I would prefer that over this.
You have to actually drink your own urine.
Yeah. There's also a Black Mirror version.
I've seen that. Yeah, there's like an interactive Black Mirror episode.
With one of the episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. I might have to try that one.
But this one, yeah. So I definitely didn't play it the way you did. There was no chance.
You had all the lights on?
I watched it like on the toilet.
What?
Like I needed to be able to... separate myself from you're like, being locked into the game.
I like the idea that you're like, yeah, I've got 30 to 40 minutes to do nothing.
Well, the nice thing about this game is it's only 30 minutes. They intended it to be like an episode of a Netflix show where it's very short. It can easily, you can hop in. Not a lot of learning curve in terms of like, oh, I got to learn how to do my hands like this or whatever.
There's some gory elements too, dude.
Yeah.
Like really gory.
I was not expecting that for Netflix.
Maybe you'd like to try this one.
With a mouth pad control?
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Kimmy versus the Reverend, comedy special where you decide how Kimmy stops the Reverend before her wedding. That's an interactive title that might not scare you.
I think that is like a choose-your-own-adventure where you just pick what comes next. Like, I don't think you're
It's not as interactive.
You're not controlling her.
Yeah, this one, it's like you have to grab... Okay, you're trying to open a window.
Yeah.
But, like... one of the things you use to open the window breaks, so now you have to find something to break the window open as he's trying to bang open the door or whatever, and you're trying to get away from him.
I think this is a really cool idea.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And they got big names to voice the characters and whatnot.
I
completely
think
forgot who they were because I was scared.
You're holding on to your wife.
Yeah.
Your bosom. I was definitely...
getting poked.
I definitely was saying, yes, this is a good opening, like... foray or whatever.
Foray
into this.
You were correct.
Foray.
I was thinking of soiree, and I combined them. But I was thinking, yeah, it's a good opening one into that genre for them. Like, if they want to keep doing stuff like this, I think it's amazing. Because, yeah, the element where you have your phone makes it more immersive.
Yes.
Because you're controlling when they call, like the...
And, like, even, like, the phone calls you get are jump scares.
The phone calls got me more than some of the killer stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, the when you're talking to someone on the phone, their voice is coming out of your phone.
Out of your phone. You have to read the text messages on your own phone when they text you.
That's really cool. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, like, because I've played games before. Like, have you guys ever played Alien Isolation?
Yes.
Amazing.
On PS4.
Also a horror game.
Yeah.
And, like, your controller, like, it'll, like, if you have your little motion tracker, it'll beep through your controller and also has, like, lights emit from your controller.
Yeah.
See, overall, I don't like being terrified.
Yeah, that's the scariest game I played. I think I stopped playing after, like, the second encounter you have with the Xenomorph and just watch somebody on YouTube get scared instead.
Okay. Yeah, I never...
But that's more of a commitment, because that's like an 8 or 10 hour game you have
to...
Yeah,
this is 30 minutes.
This is 30 minutes. That's nice.
I'm not a huge fan of those types of games either, but I'll give them a shot. But, like, I remember when they remade Doom for, like, Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, the game's completely dark.
With The Rock?
Well, that was the movie, but...
Oh.
But yeah, those games like that, I play them for a little while, and eventually I'm like, man, I need to do something. Like, maybe I'll start a franchise on the show or something. You know, like,
I should have done something else rather than, like, just stay awake in my bed after playing this.
Just thinking about it.
Because it's just like, and I went to my wife, I was like, yeah, that's a scary game. She's like, don't tell me a single thing about it, because I do not want to know.
Did you double check your locks around the house afterward?
No, I still wanted to get stabbed by somebody.
Oh, okay.
Just breaking in.
And yeah, there's the jump scares. There's also just the overall
creepiness
part.
Yeah, like, this is not meant for kids.
Well, yeah, definitely not. I mean, there's like disemboweling
in the
middle.
Yeah, there's
of it.
Body horror in this. If you're squeamish, it's a video game, but still.
But also, yeah, like, you like find out what, you know, who the killer is and who it is to the main character, and
or just a person that's been dead for like weeks and you find their corpse.
Yeah, as like a mannequin.
Yeah, and they're all got maggots all over
it's
them.
It's really, yeah. It was really creepy, but like I said, I kind of want to see what else they can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they could get big names like that too. Like the Zoe Kravitz. Did you have anything else you would like to add, Mr. Connor? How scared were you?
I was scared, but it made me think about, you know how they opened up the Netflix house? I wonder if this is something that they could do with that.
Yeah.
Where this would be like an immersive thing where it's in person.
As long as Monty could bring his toilet to immerse himself on.
Yeah, is this BYOT?
Yeah.
And his music.
And I gotta hire the Oak Ridge Boys to play so I don't get freaked out.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
But yeah, I think Lando, you'd like it.
Yeah, Lando would like
shot.
This.
I'll give it a shot.
But... thumbs up, you don't need a subscription.
Yeah.
And there's no ads that pop up during it, too. Oh, yeah.
But Netflix, yeah.
I mean, like, the packages where you don't have ads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no ads that pop up during the game, like, right before
jump
scare.
That would definitely take you out of the experience if they start promoting the two tacos from Jack in the Box. Like, oh, yeah, wait, I'm playing a game.
But the game we played that Monto turned me on to is called Unhinged on Netflix. Check it out.